all about young children, approaches to learning, attention maintenance at around 18 months of age. Attention maintenance. Examples of children at around 18 months learning to pay attention to people and things while interacting with others and exploring the environment.
You want a lot? Can we have another spoon you change?
Sure. Please.
A group of four children are at the lunch table, three sitting and one standing across from a teacher who is also seated at the table. The teacher says, "You want a lot," as she serves a child. The teacher asks the child who is standing if he could sit down while eating. He continues standing. The teacher puts a bib on a child sitting to her right. That child looks at the teacher. A fifth child comes to the table with a second teacher, who helps him sit down. That child starts banging the dish in front of him with a fork. The second teacher starts to take the fork away, but lets the child keep holding it. He starts to bang the plate again. The second teacher picks up the plate. The child puts the fork in his mouth. The second teacher puts down the plate and takes the fork from the child. The second teacher then reaches for a spoon across the table and places it near the child. The child picks up the spoon. His movement almost knocks the plate off the table, but the second teacher catches it. The child accidentally drops the spoon on the floor. He looks down and then behind him, while the child who had been standing sits down in response to encouragement from the first teacher. The child who dropped the spoon turns his head back, looks at his plate, and then points at it, touching his index finger to the plate. He then reaches for a small metal pitcher with milk in it, while the child to his right serves herself from a large serving bowl. The child who grasps the pitcher starts to pour milk on his plate. The second teacher grabs the pitcher to stop him from pouring. The second teacher puts the pitcher down, places a serving bowl with food on the table near the child who poured the milk, and takes away the plate with the milk on it. That child looks into the bowl. He reaches into the bowl. The second teacher prevents him from taking food out of the bowl. She then puts a plate on the table in front of the child.
There's milk in here.
The child sitting next to the fifth child pours milk from a small metal pitcher into a glass. She puts the pitcher down, picks up the glass, and drinks some milk. She stops drinking and puts the glass down. Then she takes the spoon from the serving bowl and serves herself some food. The teacher tells the child that she is going to move the pitcher out of the way so the child can move her plate closer. The teacher moves the pitcher. The child then picks up the glass and drinks some more milk. She puts the glass down, looks at the teacher, and says, "More." The teacher responds, "More milk," and then reaches to put the pitcher closer to the child. The child takes the pitcher and slowly pours some milk into the glass. When the child misses the glass, the teacher points to the glass and says, "Inside the cup."
And take your plate with you.
The child finishes pouring milk into the glass, puts the pitcher down, and pushes it away from her. A short while later, the child and teacher are by themselves at the table as the other children finish eating. The child remaining at the table says, "More," and the teacher responds, "More milk." The child looks at the teacher as she pulls the pitcher closer to herself. The child then reaches for her glass with her other hand and pulls it closer. She pours a small amount of milk into the glass, looks at the pitcher, and empties the rest of the milk into the glass. She then looks into the empty pitcher and pushes it away. She picks up the glass and drinks some milk. She lowers the glass a little, looks at the milk in it, and puts it down. Then she picks up a piece of food from her plate, looks in the direction of the teacher, starts to put the food in her mouth, pulls it away from her mouth, and holds her hand with the food in it toward the teacher. The teacher says, "I don't want any, thank you. You can have some." The child eats the piece of food and turns to her plate to take another piece. She picks up the piece of food, looks at it for a moment, and puts it in her mouth while looking at the teacher. Some more time passes. The child drinks some more milk from the glass. She stops drinking and holds out the quarter-full glass toward the teacher. The teacher takes the glass from her, puts it down, and tells the child that when she is through eating, they will put it in the bin. The child grasps the top of the glass, picks it up, and looks in the direction of the bin as the teacher comments and points out where the bin is. The child turns back toward the teacher and puts the glass down on the table. The teacher asks the child if she would like to eat some more. The child takes another piece of food from her plate and eats it. Then she stands up, picks up her plate, and takes it to the bin in response to the teacher pointing out where the bin is. The child puts the plate into the bin and then goes back to the table to get her glass, grasps it on top with one hand, and takes it to the bin. She then goes to the table and takes a washcloth from a bowl of clean washcloths. The teacher asks the child if she can wipe her face. The child puts the washcloth up to the side of her head and then does one wipe across her face. The teacher tells her she is going to help her, takes the washcloth, and wipes the child's face. The teacher stops wiping as the child looks away from the teacher. The teacher then tells the child that she is going to wipe her hands. The teacher wipes the child's hands. The child takes the washcloth and looks around. The teacher tells the child where the hamper is while pointing toward it. The child turns and walks toward the hamper. She throws the washcloth into the hamper. The teacher offers to help the child with the bib. The child stops near the teacher. The teacher unsnaps the bib, and the child takes it off and puts it into the hamper. The child then walks out of the eating area. Parent discussion of children's attention maintenance at around 18 months.
You'll notice that they're all going around, and even though they're very content on their own plate, they're also very interested in what they're doing, you know, or serving themselves and stuff like that, but still eating off of what which I've seen Emily do a lot. She'll take a whole handful of something, and she's, you know, very intent on what she's doing, but she'll be reaching for more, or telling you that, you know, do you want some? And
I just saw how the little girl, the 18-month-old, in the video, how she was still able to concentrate on eating while all the other children were already up from the table and playing. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was great, because my kids would have left that to the side and ran and played and then thought that maybe they could come back and get a piece of what was left.
So it's just, it's neat that they do that themselves, that they serve themselves, that they're doing that. And I love watching them pour their little milk. And at first, Jenny would just kind of go and dump everything everywhere, but now she'll hold her cup and then hold her little pitcher and make sure she does it right. So she's really kind of paying attention to what she's doing. And I don't know if
that. On that video, in relation to the milk, I thought it was interesting. I don't know if it was coincidental or if it was the child learning. But I remember hearing the teacher saying, you know, why don't you move the plate closer or move the bowl closer to your plate? And then in a later scene, she had grabbed the milk and moved it closer and then tried pouring it that way. So I don't know if that was just coincidence that she had happened to pull it or after the teacher had said, you know, pull your things closer. But you could see the learning process happening there.
A special thanks to the programs and families without whose help this video series would not have been possible. All About Young Children is a product of the California Department of Education, developed by WestEd. Copyright 2013, California Department of Education.